With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans and some Democrats are unhappy with President Biden's latest plan for the southern border.
Migrants will be restricted from receiving asylum at our southern border unless they seek it after entering through an established lawful process.
Entering an official port of entry, Republicans are dismissing it as mere election year window dressing. It will accomplish nothing. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mr. Biden long held that he could not take this kind of unilateral action.
126 days ago, he looked into the cameras and said, I'm out of options. I've done all I can do. He tried to convince us all for all this time that there was no way he could possibly fix the mess. Remember that he engineered it,
according to Johnson. With the election looming, Republicans say Mr. Biden is scrambling to address what is a crucial issue among voters of all political persuasions. And after unveiling the border plan, the president left for France as a state visit during which he will mark an historic anniversary.
The president will be among more than 20 heads of state and government in Normandy to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. They'll be joined by dozens of World War II veterans to honor the nearly 160,000 troops from Britain, the U.S., Canada, and other nations that landed on June 6, 1944. Later in the week, Mr. Biden will participate in his first state visit to France at the invitation of President Macron. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, triple-digit high temperatures spreading across the Southwest, across multiple states from Texas to California. It's dangerous heat that brings the usual advice: make sure not to leave children or pets in hot cars. Stay hydrated. Try to stay in the air conditioning. Maricopa County, Arizona, saw 645 heat-related deaths last year. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 68 points higher. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in the country of Georgia debating a wide-ranging family values bill.
The Speaker of Georgia's Parliament says the legislation includes bans on LGBT propaganda and gender reassignment surgery. The proposed measure would also prohibit non-heterosexual people from adopting children and prevent people from changing their gender in ID documents. Georgia is a predominantly Orthodox Christian, socially conservative nation, with polls showing most citizens disapprove of same-sex relationships. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Michigan police investigating pro-Palestinian graffiti spray-painted on the exterior of a law firm as a hate crime. The law firm belongs to University of Michigan regent and attorney Jordan Acker, who calls the vandalism anti-Semitic. Acker, who is Jewish, told reporters the vandalism has nothing to do with Palestine or the war in Gaza or anything else. He says this is done as a message to scare Jews. This is SRN News. Ford recalling more than 100,000 Lincoln Aviator SUVs.
It's due to problems with the rear view cameras. Owners began complaining of a distorted view, and tests show the problem may be caused by cell phone usage. Between August 2019 and last month, Ford received 478 reports of rear view camera issues. The recall affects 2020 to 2024 models. Owners should look for notices beginning July 2nd. Ford also advises owners to refrain from using a cell phone while the vehicle is in reverse. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Months after Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' appointees agreed to end a long legal fight with each other, the two sides are set to approve an agreement. It could result in the company investing $17 billion in its Florida resort. It will also open the door for a fifth major theme park in the state. The five DeSantis-appointed supervisors who oversee Disney World set to take a vote today. More details, SRNnews.com.